What to know about Ophelia, the Atlantic's easternmost hurricane ever, by Kevin Liu. Ireland and the UK are bracing Monday for an onslaught of rain and gale-force winds as Ophelia, a Category 3 hurricane at its peak, slams onshore. With maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, Ophelia's center was located southwest of Ireland as of 11 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center's advisory. No major Atlantic hurricane has existed that far east before, meteorologists say. Now a post-tropical cyclone, Ophelia is moving northwards at 44 miles per hour, according to the Hurricane Center. Here's what to know about the 10th consecutive Atlantic storm system to have strengthened into a hurricane this year. When and where was Ophelia formed? Ophelia was first formed as a tropical depression on October 9th over the eastern Atlantic off the northwestern African coast. It gradually gained strength and became a hurricane as it traveled in a northeastern direction through the ocean, first becoming a Category 2 hurricane on Thursday before further strengthening into a Category 3 on Saturday with winds of up to 115 miles per hour. No hurricane or major hurricane, defined as Category 3 or above, has been that far east before, according to Colorado State University meteorologist Philip Kotzbach. Why has Ophelia attained such strength? The location and track of Ophelia makes its strength particularly remarkable, reports the Washington Post. Even though it tracked further to the north than hurricane strength storms usually do, abnormally warm water temperature in the Atlantic and light upper-level winds created favorable conditions for the storm to intensify. As Time reported earlier this year, the increasing severity of hurricanes could in part be attributed to rising ocean temperatures as a result of climate change. Is this unprecedented? It is not unusual for storms like Ophelia to hit the UK or Ireland, according to the Post. Data analysis shows that at least 45 one-time tropical storms have approached the region since 1851, making it one hit every 3.5 years on average. Earlier this storm season, Hurricane Gert brought wet and windy conditions to parts of Britain in August, the Post reports. Ophelia's timing is an historical coincidence, however. It comes as the UK marks the 30th anniversary of the Great Storm of 1987, where a storm, though not one originating in the Atlantic, brought hurricane-force winds and substantial damage to southern England. What's the forecast for Ireland and the UK? Ireland's Weather Service issued a nationwide status red warning, its highest warning level, with Ophelia expected to track over the entire country on Monday. It warns of violent and destructive gusts with speeds between 74.5 and 87 miles per hour, as well as rain and the risk of storm surges. People in Ireland are advised to remain indoors and cancel all unnecessary travel on Monday, while schools will be closed. It could be the worst storm to hit in over 50 years, reports the Irish Times. The UK's Met Office, meanwhile, warns of very windy weather for Northern Ireland, much of Wales and Northern England, as well as parts of Southern and Central Scotland. Wind gusts in Northern Ireland could get up to 80 miles an hour in some parts, according to the forecast.